Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for neurolinguistic programming. And we are here in Amsterdam at the hypnosis event with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. We have a very special guest with us today, and it's Mr. Michael Beale from the UK. Hello, Michael.
Hello, delighted to be here.
And you are on the assistant team here at the event, and you're one of our trainers from the UK.
Correct.
So how did you first find out about NLP?
I first found out I was in a situation in work where things were good, but they weren't going as good as I wanted. And a friend of mine said, you ought to go on an NLP course. And I took their advice, and I started my journey.
Right, and so you took a couple courses in NLP?
Luckily, the company I was with, I actually got 6 courses out of them every year for 6 years. So I'd obviously managed to convince somebody of something. But yes, I did prac and master prac. I did it with another institute, but then I actually decided that if you want to be really good at stuff, you want to train with the best people.
Go to the source.
So I did a swap, and I trained with Richard. I also trained with a number of other of what I consider the top trainers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's an adventure. I look at it as a never ending adventure.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite book in NLP?
I really like Richard's last 2 books, Transformations and Get the Life You Want. I do think they are brilliant, and I would also suggest if anybody reads them, especially with Get Your Life You Want, grab somebody and go through the exercises with them.
Yes, that's the nice thing about that book. There's so many exercises laid out in there.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of interesting. Get a book buddy and work with that. That'll be a lot of fun. Can you tell me about what is it you enjoy about NLP trainings, like becoming a trainer?
Why become a trainer? I enjoy it because for me it's an exploration, and in a training you genuinely see people change and develop and increase their skills. If you're with somebody from a practitioner, a master practitioner, you will notice them growing and developing before they do.
Right.
And it is really, it's just exciting and pleasing to see how people, in a way, it's not so much people developing new skills, but it's people unlocking and having the confidence to use their skills they've already got.
Yeah.
It's almost connecting to me. There is new skills, there is new strategies in it, but I actually think 80% of them is letting people throw off some of the things that were holding them back, so that they're more in touch with themselves, and they're actually more in touch with their abilities, and they sort of set themselves on a direction where they're re-willing to explore life.
Mm.
So I think it's it's a bit of an honor being an NLP trainer.
I feel the same way. Mm. I mean, that's the trust that of course is involved in it, and the honor of the excitement of watching people, step away from the things that hold them back and moving into, life with more freedom, more choice, and more knowledge about how their brain works.
Absolutely.
It's just, I love it. I get excited on the first day because I just know what's coming.
Yes.
In
many ways, I find the first 2 days of the training the most interesting and challenging. Mm-hmm. Because that's the time when people decide to really commit, in my view, to really commit. Are they going to go for it? And are they going to push their own particular boat out?
Now, what advice would you give someone who was came up to you and said, I'm thinking about learning this NLP stuff. What should I do?
I personally, you can start with a couple of books, because I mentioned a couple of books and they will give you a start. Curiously though, a lot of people that come in my courses, they've given up with the books.
Mm-hmm.
Because NLP is alive. NLP is a live experience, a bit like a martial art or a dance or something of that sort of ilk. You really do it by doing it. You can read about it, and reading about it is a foot in, but it's by doing it that you get the benefit of it.
Right.
So if somebody was curious about this stuff, I would go to a taster session. I would talk to some people that had done it, but I would throw myself in.
Yeah.
If you feel it's okay, there's almost a thing. People that are drawn to NLP courses and feel it's right for them tend to get a huge amount of benefit. I don't think you can force somebody on an NLP course because they need to come with the right mental attitude. But if somebody has a certain curiosity and they've read a bit and they think, well, wait a minute, maybe this is for me, I actually think they're likely to get a lot more out of it than they expect.
Yeah.
So there comes a point of time and just throw yourself in. And it's your choice. This is your exploration. This is not our exploration. This is your exploration. And it gives you a chance to explore your life.
Right.
So give it a go.
Absolutely. So many people call us up and before they're ready to take a practitioner program and they'll say, okay, I'm signed up for the practitioner course. So what products should I buy and prepare ahead of time? What CD sets and what books and, you know, what tapes and things should I buy? And I always say, look, I'd love to sell you some products. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I really think you should just go into the course and do the course from a fresh mind. You know, and then afterwards, the products are great resources. And so otherwise they get all this preconceived notion about what they think the course is going to be. And they wind up the first couple of days trying to
unravel. I absolutely agree with that. And I'm just building on what you say, really. But I'm saying, rather than read too much or listen too much, go and have some fun, relax. So you come in with an open mind, ready to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's the way you'll learn quicker. And the other thing is that I've found that people that come on courses, suddenly the books make sense.
Yes.
People have spent time trying to sort of read this stuff and get some meaning for it. And they find it a little bit like hard work. But after a course, suddenly it fits into place. So my advice is, before a course, just relax. Just enjoy. Get ready to enjoy yourself. Or maybe even have a few words in the back of your mind of what you might like to get out of it. But no more.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be well-formed, because that's our job. But just have a couple of word phrases about what you'd like to get out of it that would make it really useful to you.
Yeah, that's great advice. So you have actually, on your website, opportunity for some products as well.
That's correct.
Through your website, as well as seminars. What else do you do besides the product sales and seminars? Do you do any business consulting?
Yes, I do. I've just finished 60 days training with Oracle in Dublin. Where was I? Dublin, England, and Utrecht. I've been in Holland a couple of times this month.
Uh-huh.
So I do a certain amount of business training.
Great. And how would people find out about your services?
I think the website. Funnily enough, at the moment, and I am holding a piece of wood here, if you key in NLP training into Google in Europe, I come up number one. But that may or may not be there. But at the moment it is.
Yes.
But otherwise, the website is www.ppimk.com. www.ppimk.com.
Okay, so those are actually the letters.
Yes.
PPIMK.com.
Brilliant.
Easy enough. Okay. And the name of your company?
And I forgot for a second, but I now remember. It's PPI Business NLP.
Okay. Does those letters stand for something in particular?
They used to. In the past, they stood for something.
And we've moved past that.
Absolutely. But you could play with words like personal power.
But the anchor is still there.
Yeah, you could play with like words like personal power, influence, professional. There's a heap of words that you can fit to it. And they were there at one time.
Okay. Well, Michael, it's really been a pleasure having you on the team here with us in Amsterdam with Richard and John. And we look forward to seeing you again somewhere down the road in some country. We've all been bouncing around the globe lately. But it's always a pleasure to see you, Michael. Thank you for sharing this time with us.
Not at all, and thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for NLP, signing off for now. But stay tuned, because there's always more.